BritTent.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey staff, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Brit pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BritNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Proud citizen, a Siding Eclipse Award winner. He has sired two winners of the Classic Grade One Kentucky Oaks. He has sired 34 stakes winners and over 70 stakes horses. In fact, 14% of his starters won a place in stakes. He has, year after year, sent a steady procession of high-class runners to the races. We all know about his Kentucky Oaks winner. Proud Spell earned an Eclipse Award and earned over $2,131,000. Believe you can, won more than $1,280,000. And it's a fact that he has sired 15 graded stakes winners. It's also a fact that you'll find proud citizens in the winner's circle at major tracks with regularity. For instance, just extra credit won a $38,000 optional allowance at the fairgrounds on January the 24th. And the day before, Bisinka won a maiden special at Santa Anita. Both are three-year-olds, neither have started for a claiming price, and both have promising futures. Typical proud citizens. Proud citizen, $7,500 live foal, and you won't find his equal in his price range. Call Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones at Airdrie Stud at 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Capital of the world. It's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the stretch they come.
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins it by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center after a week of snow. We were snowed in last week and did the show from home, and it was just Jackie and I, no Ressy. We had Robert downtown. He bailed us through, but we got through it. And, oh, by the way, I skipped a couple of commercials last week because you weren't here, Ressy. I've got to make them up this week. Just leave me alone, you know, and I'd mess up a one-car funeral. But anyway, it was fun. I mean, we drug out the old equipment that I used when I did the race results show, the show that a 15-minute show I did for 50-some-odd years. We dusted that off. It's used East German equipment. I think it came out about the same time as the wheel. But we got through it, and Ressy said he listened and didn't sound too bad. So, okay, other than there was too much rehearsal.
I know, he got through it, though, without, you know, losing your voice. I thought that was excellent, because I didn't have anything to say. Thank God.
Well, that's a first. But anyway, off the air, you do pretty well, dear.
Yeah, well, why not?
Well, what we're going to do today, Dr. John Liu from McCauley Brothers is going to stop by. He is a nutritionist, head nutritionist over there, Dr. John Liu.
Good guy.
Good guy and a really good writer, I understand.
And, I used to fox hunt.
Yeah.
We used to fox hunt at the same place. He was good. I was holding on for dear life.
Okay.
You know, and, nice man, nice guy.
Yeah. And I guess Michael will be in. I understand, of course, they had that fire last week. But I understand that they've already got the money to replace the barn. And, in fact, I heard him say something about enough money to build two barns.
That's great.
So I hope he comes in because I want to talk to him about that.
Well, Fasig Tipton, what did they call that?
It's the John Hettinger Memorial Fund.
But it's called Blue Mountain or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But that was 50, right?
50,000.
And I guess he's got that much more coming in. So
I hope so.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But they were, you know, there were two horses in the barn and they got them out. And you know, there was no horses left or anything. But those things happen, you know, when you get weather you just don't know.
Luckily, those volunteers were there.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Speak of
the
devil. He's got money hanging out of his pockets.
All right.
Calendars.
Michael just walked in. Bought calendars. Wonderful. Anyway,
thank you.
Well, so Dr. John Lewis is going to come on about 9 o'clock, and we're going to get Steve Moody. They're running all kinds of stakes races down at Gulfstream today. And, of course, it's a big day for Kentucky basketball. I'm sure he's all taped and ready to play. I don't know if Dr. Walridge is going to come by today or not, but, Brian, if you're listening, if you want to come by, you're always welcome.
Of course. I'm hoping he comes by every week.
Yeah, I hope he does, too. We've got Jackie's announcements. We're going to do a little history. They're running the forward gal. I might talk a little bit about her. She's a Florida bred, but I'll talk about her anyway.
What a magnanimous gesture.
Isn't he nice? He's wanting one of those 2 weeks, and all you have to pay is something really.
Anyway, and a couple of old-time stakes running New York, the Toboggan and the Withers. They used to call it, originally, it was the name of the race was the Toboggan Slide because it was a downhill straightaway course. But anyway.
You know, you never know what you're going to find out when you come in here.
I know.
It's just unbelievable. Useful,
nothing useful. But
nothing useful. If you want to go and to the, what is it, on Thursday night, trivia night, he could probably help you out.
Well,
out it.
My whole life's been trivia.
Let's not go there.
No, let's not.
Well, Michael, I had a little scare, but it looks like
see what happens. You decide to do the show from your house, and all of a sudden the barn burns down.
That was it. There's definite connection.
Now it's my fault.
Yeah, it's definite.
Well, of course it is.
Hell, I didn't decide. God did.
Yeah, well.
We had about 5 feet of snow right outside the front door.
We were on the air when we heard about it. You know, I was checking my stuff and heard about it. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'd never been around fire before. And I'm telling you, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So fast. I mean, literally, you know, well, for those of you who don't know, we unfortunately lost our medical barn last Saturday morning, right around this time.
Yeah.
Michael, how many stalls were in that barn?
Seven.
Seven, okay.
Mm-hmm. Were they on both sides of the aisle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I was only in there once, I think, to see Game On Dude.
Yeah.
And all I remember is Game On Dude. It was ever on the left. I didn't remember how big it was.
Yeah, I thought it was seven.
Yeah.
That's the same size as our barn. We got seven stalls.
Well, one of the stalls was Tim knocked down the wall between two stalls to make one big stall for War Emblem.
Oh, nice.
But fortunately, he wasn't in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing those volunteers were in there to get them out.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that
would
happen.
What happened was, I entered the picture at 7 o'clock. Tammy came running into the house screaming, the barn's on fire, the barn's on fire.
Oh, man.
I got out there. Probably it took me 4 minutes.
Yeah.
To get out there. And when I left the house, I could see smoke coming out of the top. Of the roof of the barn.
Yeah.
James had already gotten Alphabet Soup and Archie's Echo out of the barn. So we knew there were no horses in the barn.
Right.
And by the time I walked or ran from my house, you know, the 80 yards or so it is to the barn, it was completely engulfed.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast it was. And the fire department got there. The Georgetown Fire Department did a great job. They were there in 5 minutes.
That's wonderful.
But it was so fast and so hot. But Alphabet Soup is such a cool horse. We put him in the round pen because we didn't know where to put him exactly. And we put him in the round pen just to get him out of harm's way, which is next to near the barn.
Right.
And we got Diane took this amazing picture of the barn going up and the fire trucks and all the noise and everything else. And Alphabet Soup just down there eating his hay.
He's
got his head down eating the hay.
I love it.
Okay, this is fine. All right.
Yeah.
He's so smart.
Yeah, barns go up like crazy because once it hits something like straw, it just goes boom. It's not a slow burning. It's an explosion.
It's that barn. It's these old tobacco barns. I mean, this is an old wooden barn. I mean, it was dry. I mean, it was – and now I look at the big barn and I say, I don't want any more horses in those barns.
Yeah.
I don't want any old – I don't want any horses. Now I'm totally paranoid about it because I can't sleep at night now until we get – the new barn built.
Ursel said something about you were going to get metal.
Yeah. All right, we're going fireproof all the way.
That's good.
Yep. I don't care. I mean, some of the old wooden barns, I really like the way they look, and they're aesthetically pleasing and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you.
Right.
I just, you know, can't be flammable.
Oh.
So, we had the fire investigator there. He brought the fire sniffing dog in.
Oh, my goodness.
They were really.
Dog says.
Really great.
That's
and it was
a
like
fire.
Going to a CS. Well, they're I think they bring the dog in to see if there's. There was anything in there in case it was arson.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're smelling
that's
for
scary.
Gas and yeah, kerosene and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff. But of course, that wasn't the case. And they think what happened. I haven't gotten the full report back yet, but they finished their investigation so we can get the insurance money and start putting up the barn. They think what happened is some rodents got in and ate some wires.
Oh,
and chewing on the wires. And they said a lot of these barn fires are caused that way.
I'll be darned.
You're feeding your cats too much.
Yeah.
Feeding the cats too much? Yeah.
Right.
The cats only get them to hunt anyway. They just hunt those things. They don't do much with them.
Oh. Ours
really
kill them and bring them and leave them on the front
yeah, ours
step.
Do, too.
So
yeah.
we've got some.
I tell you, the
laundry.
Life expectancy of a mouse or a rat in that barn of ours is, you know. About zero.
Oh, excellent. We'll send your cats over to teach our cats.
No, you can't have them. It's a refugee from the dog pound anyway. Yeah. Four of them.
The one cat you guys not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. The fat cat.
Goodness gracious.
Job of the cat.
Oh, is that right? That's funny.
But
you just can't overfeed them. You got to feed them, of course, but you don't overfeed them.
Listen to him.
Yeah,
he puts
him.
Out.
Now is Mr.
canned
Mr. Exterminator
food.
Is going to give us.
He
yeah.
brings them in
yeah,
and gives them extra food, and they sit on his lap. Yeah, come on.
So anyway, we have a new place. We have a new place for our feed, which we lock up now. So that's really good. And it's warm, so the feed doesn't get really cold. You can do that. So we have our feed room that was sponsored by Shirley Ford and.
Where
is that now?
That's right near the round pen, not far from the barn that burned down.
No, who's the person you said?
Oh, Shirley Ford. She's from Texas. She's one of our supporters.
Oh, nice.
She comes and visits all
is
the time.
Is she a car dealer?
No.
No, her name is just Ford.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to give her a free commercial.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think she's selling anything, but she's a really nice lady. And then, of course, Boyd Browning called the other day and asked me, he says, do you know John Hettinger? And I said, John Hettinger is like one of my idols. I said, when I was with the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation years ago, we'd sit around his porch in Saratoga and try and figure out what to do with these old horses once they were done. Because John bred them, he sold them, he raised them, he used to go over the jumps with them himself, on the hunt. And, he knew everything about a horse, and he was just a really, really great and extremely generous.
We saw that in the.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
John's just unbelievable. So when Boyd asked me, you know, if we would name the. Before any amount of money was mentioned, he asked me if we would name the barn after John. I said, I'd be honored. I mean, just to have our name associated with John Hettinger's fabulous.
You would. Tattoo it on your forehead,
yeah,
right? Yeah, me too.
And so then he said they were going to donate $50,000. So now what we're going to do, our grand plan is to build two barns.
Good.
We have our medical barn and then build a metal barn to replace this one and use the barn that never have another horse in the big tobacco barn, but we'll fix that up for our social occasion, so we won't
don't
have to
mind if you bunch of people up.
Well, and you can,
you know, you got a point there.
Well, there's big, let me tell you, there's huge doors on both sides of that barn. Everybody can get out. You can store hay in that one.
No, we're going to use it for social occasions.
Oh, just social.
We have, huh?
You can store beer?
No, there's
store
an idea.
The beer,
Altec's going to make an announcement about donating money to old friends pretty soon.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
For beer. They're coming.
That's wonderful.
I probably shouldn't say this, but they're coming out with a new beer called Race Day in the spring.
Race Day.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I heard something about it.
And they're going to donate $1 a case to old friends.
Whoa, nice.
Wow. And I'll be contributing the first $5.
Exactly.
I guess we'll have to buy.
Then the other night, I was in Wilshire's restaurant in Georgetown. My son's here. My grandson's here.
Oh,
my
okay.
sister's here. My brother-in-law's here. We're having... It's wild. But anyway.
They still speak to
no
you.
No wonder you got here early.
It's ugly. Very funny. They're not up yet. They're not up yet. Yeah. We're going to have a great time today. My grandson's a fabulous kid. He really
how old is he now?
10.
Woo, That's a great age.
Yeah. So, you know, they're all here. They're all having a really, really good time. So we went out to Wilshire's the other night to eat. And Don Wilshire came over while we were eating. He goes, I got to tell you, he said, I read about the barn fire and everything.
Wilshire's in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm. And he said, here's what we'll do. He said, as long as it takes you to build the barn, I'm going to send some menus down, and we'll give free lunches to everybody that's working to build the barn every day that they're building it, and we'll deliver it.
Oh, my gosh, that is so nice.
Well, that's, to me, talk about the silver lining. To me,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like everybody in racing, you know, racing always getting a bad rap. Everybody competes. Nobody has a nice thing to say about anybody, et cetera, all those old cliches. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's been, I mean,
I knew stuff was going on.
There's a guy in the handicapping tournament at the national tournament this weekend in Las Vegas that the Racing Form sponsors, and Brett Wiener, and he said last year I did really well in the tournament. I made a donation to old friends, so here's a check, right?
Right.
And I opened it up. It's for $5,000.
Holy cow!
So we got Daisy Tipton. You got the Wilshire's, you got the handicappers.
That's
Chris
nice.
McCarron donated money.
Yeah.
He set up a fund account so we could raise money. I mean,
I saw that he was out there that day.
Mm-hmm.
Came right out.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah. He came right out. He saw Alpha Betsy.
Sorry, we weren't there. Betsy was still in the hospital.
Well, you couldn't go anywhere anyway.
Well, that's true.
It was murder.
Yeah.
I mean, on top of it all, that's another thing about the fire department. You know, you think, okay, he's a fireman. He goes out and just sprays water on the thing, and that's that. And, man, oh, man, these guys are tough. They're smart. You know, they just did an amazing, amazing job.
Well, what's wonderful is it didn't spread.
Yes. Well, that's what they help with, of course.
Yeah.
Didn't spread. Exactly right. The wind was blowing in the correct direction.
Oh, that's lucky. That's wonderful.
And it was interesting because we had War Emblem hates his stall. He hates it. So he's out in the, you know what the night was like.
Yeah.
All the horses are out.
Yeah.
All the horses did fine outside.
Their horses,
it was the one that was inside was the trouble. And he watched. War Emblem stood there in the paddock near the barn, and he just stared there and watched that whole, all the action, like, well, this kind of breaks up the morning.
What's Michael up to now?
Exactly. Leave me alone. Oh, my God.
Well, let me interrupt you. Art Sarver, 11 grade 1 winners, 4 champions, passed away at Cleveland Farm on January 20. But he leaves behind his greatest son, Blame, winner of the grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Blame's well on his way to emulating his sire's record at stud. He is the sire in his first crop of March, winner of the grade 2 Woody Stevens, the grade 3 Bayshore, second in the grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Far From Over, winner of the grade 3 Withers. Onus, winner of the grade 3 Commonwealth Oaks and a winner in new course record time. Exaggerated, winner of the Oakley Stakes at Law. Red Star, winner of the Queen City Oaks. Blame It on the Law, placed in the grade 1 Del Mar Fortuity and the Speakeasy at Santa Anita. Chide, placed in the grade 1 Mother Goose and the grade 3 Dogwood. Don't Blame Me, placed in the grade 3 Jimmy Durante. Hollywood Critic, placed in the grade 3 Gray Stakes and the Display Stakes. Rachel Wall, placed in the Little Silver Stakes at Monmouth Park. Quaver, placed in the Crank It Up Stakes, also at Monmouth. 11 stakes horses, 7 graded in his first crop. In 2015, Blame's yearling sold for an average of $139,140. A great source of stamina. He stands for $25,000, doing a full stand in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website, claibonfarm.com.
All right, it's smart, especially with insurance, to do business with people you trust. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble. We moved to Bourbon County. Friends recommended Hopewell Company in Paris. That was over 30 years ago. I must have been about 7 or 8 years old. And they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. Hersel just had a heart attack. It's
he's
the big
checking
one.
The actuarial table on.
I'll bet. Hopewell Company has terrific experience working with horse farms and racing stables. They cover our home, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability coverage. They've been right there whenever we need them. Hopewell is an independent insurance agency. That means they work for us, not the insurance companies. So they give us the best coverage and the most competitive prices from financially sound and reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost obligation review and comparison of your insurance now. Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, is at 820 South Main Street in Paris, 987-2347. Or here's a Lexington number, 254-2431. You get great service. It's guaranteed.
I'll have to admit I'm 11 years older than you, Jackie.
Oh, okay. So you're 40-something, 50-something, I forget. Anybody believes this slop is crazy.
I never forget the first time I got to do a commercial here, but I got to get this in. The first time I introduced my daughters to Jackie, Jackie and I had been dating for a while, you know. My first wife had passed away, I took her, the first time I took her out, I took her to the ball game, football game, because I knew I'd be safe and 50,000 people out there. Anyway.
What a chicken.
Yeah, what a chicken. Scared to death I was. Anyway, I introduced her to the girls, you know, and, you know, we had lunch and everything. And then when I got home, the girl says, "Dad, she's awfully young."
That's so great.
I said, "Hell, you don't think I'm going to take out some old broad, do you?"
You were smart, though, to take her to the football game, because even if she wanted to go out with you, she wanted to go to the football game.
That's right.
There you go.
No cats.
Couldn't go wrong, you know. Well, here are a couple of names that you should remember if you're in the horse business. That's the Clay Ward Agency in Indian Creek. Of course, the Clay Ward Agency was founded back in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward, and they've been in business ever since. That's over 80 years now, and the success of that business is based on hard work, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are still carried on today. So whatever your insurance needs are, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Great people to do business with, that Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. Why don't you give them a call? Easy number to remember. It's the first of all, it's an 859 number. Then 987-1861. 987-1861. That's just think of the year that the Civil War started. Or you can stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris, Kentucky. And also available there is, if you want to talk to them, is looking for a great place to board your mare, is Indian Creek Farm. Beautiful place, and they've raised so many major stakes winners there, both here and abroad. First saw the late right there, a light of day right there at Indian Creek Farm. And great horsemen out there. It's Shaq Parrish and Nicky Dryan. Give you that number over there. It's 859-987-7443. Beautiful farm. Here's the website. IndianCreekKY.com. They sell at all the major auctions, and they do a great job for you. I recommend them highly. Nice people at the Clay Ward Agency and at Indian Creek.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelles.
All righty.
I've got a question. Are you going to ride around and check out barns and see what you like?
Yeah, well, I'm leaving most of it to Ron Wallace because he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah,
I would look at a barn
good.
And say, well, it's got a lot of metal. That's good. But Ron Wallace, who owns Equine Farm Management and has designed a lot of farms and a lot of barns in his career,
right.
Will take bids for the barn. We've already had several inquiries about people who want to come and help build them. And we'll let Ron go through that bidding process and select a contractor and all that business. But my goal is to get a fireproof barn up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Very good.
And now with the money that we're getting, the insurance money and with the generous donation from Basic Tipton and for the Blue Horse Charities and for John Hettinger, we'll be able to do it. We'll be able to start right away.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of companies that make these metal barns, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And they're good-looking barns, I think.
Yeah.
The ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's as ugly as sin, as long as it doesn't burn. I don't care.
I
used to care about how it's going to look nice, let me put it that
way. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
I mean, I go by and I look at the barns now, and I look at all these wooden barns, I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's pretty scary.
It's like all of a sudden I found religion. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That I'll believe.
Yeah, okay. You know, I was thinking, Catesby Clay's place, Runnymede.
Yeah.
They have metal, some metal, but they are up yay high with concrete block.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to metal, which I think is pretty good because on the metal ones, you really have to line it with wood because they'll kick the walls in.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I just
that's the cool thing about our horses. I don't think maybe two or three times our horses ever kicked. They're so old, they can't kick anymore.
That's funny.
I can relate to that.
They funny. Don't kick anymore.
Funny.
They're smart. But anyway, people want to come out on a tour today. It's beautiful. Look at this. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful dawn. Temperature's going to be nice and warm. Wear your mud boots just in case. But come out and see these old guys. And
yeah.
Get to see Alphabet Soup and
yeah.
Archie's Echo. And,
right.
And maybe get my grandson question. To help on the tour.
There you go.
For free.
How old is your grandson?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, he can do that. Sure.
How's his accent?
Is he Aussie?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. He's funny.
We got to go to my grandson's scholarship signing next Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, he got a golf scholarship to Asbury.
Nice.
Yeah. And they have...
That way they won't put the bite on Grandpa.
There ain't nothing to bite on Grandpa is the thing.
Yeah.
He goes to Lafayette, and they had one last Friday. Yesterday, I guess.
For somebody.
A boy that got track scholarship somewhere. You know, they have the little signing thing set up at Lafayette. It's very, very
Oh, that's
cute.
Really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's
great he's getting the recognition.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I wonder if I could have gotten a golf scholarship. I don't know where it would be. Someplace they don't play golf, I guess.
This is where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to Asbury because he's deeply religious, you know.
Well, golf and religion, they go together because you got to pray when you hit that ball.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you got to do
prayer didn't help me.
Can I have a hallelujah, boy? Oh. And then you cuss.
Yeah.
Pray and then you cuss.
That didn't help either.
No.
I tried both.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're real proud of it.
Where do people, what do they do if they want to
donate? Well, if they'd like to donate, they can go to our website, which is oldfriendsequine.org.
Right.
They can do it through PayPal if they like. You know, send us a check.
Let me see the
1841 Paynes Depot Road, Georgetown, Kentucky, 40324. Or just call us at the office and we can make any kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
We really, really appreciate the obviously the Fasig Tipton donation is exceptional. But, you know, we've had people send us $10 and $5. Oh, I should say this. Tim Wilson lost his car.
I saw that.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor Tim, our farm manager, lost his car. You know, he'd gone to the clinic with a horse and that night. So he was sleeping on the clinic floor, and his car was right next to the barn, and he didn't leave. We didn't have the key. And it was in park, and we couldn't move it.
Oh, jeez.
And so Tim, and actually, somebody sent a check in for $50 made out to Tim Wilson yesterday.
Oh, really?
To go towards the car.
Surely it's insured.
What, the car?
Yeah.
Well, he's insured for liability anyway.
Yeah, that's tough.
You get an older car.
Yeah, it was an older car.
Yeah.
But it ran.
Oh, you got Game On Dude turned out with something.
Yeah, that's turned out with Yankee Fortune.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Ursel's.
Game On Dude gets a page and a half. He gets this picture with Yankee Fortune in April, and then later on he gets his own spot.
Yeah, I like Game On Dude. I saw where Barbara Livingston was in town, and she came out to see the fire.
No, she came out. She was there anyway. That's a crazy thing. She just shows up. I call it the Livingston curse.
Okay.
But she shows up, and she'd already planned to come to the farm.
The
fire was just
anything.
Extra. But she took those pictures of Silver Charm that are unbelievable, aren't they?
It's wonderful.
She captured his personality. Unbelievable.
She is so good at that. She's even good at clouds.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just – but what was funny is Tim said whenever he sees her, it's step that way, step this way, hold the horse this way, do this, do that, do the other thing. And he showed her his car. He said, "You're not the worst thing that happened to me today." I thought that was cute.
Well, he said that her photographs are so good that she's worth the hassle. So we're actually getting an old friend's t-shirt made up and she can wear called Worth the Hassle.
Good name for a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
We'll have to count the letters on that. Put them all together.
It's okay.
It should be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to get her on a show. She's sometime.
Yeah. We'll get
she
her on
She was out here day. That morning.
Mm-hmm.
She took tons of pictures.
She took some pictures of them
snowing.
In galloping in the snow.
I know. And I saw some. They're really, good. Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really talented, and she's ubiquitous. I don't know how she gets around. There must be 10 of her.
I know.
She's just here, there. She's in California, and then she posts pictures in Kentucky. Then she's in New York, then back in Kentucky and out to California. Holy mackerel.
I know. Right after she did the snowstorm pictures, I saw she was somewhere warm.
Yes.
You know, so.
And she's a great person. She's very funny. So.
Yeah.
And her and Tim, they should have their own comedy act. I'm telling you. They're very funny.
That's fun.
See us when you get a chance.
We'll try to.
You can see the old barn before we put the new barn up.
Were any of the stall doors able to be saved? All that metal twisted and gone?
Yeah, it's all twisted.
Yeah.
The one souvenir we got from Tim's car was a melted grill.
That'll be good.
It looks like a piece of abstract art.
There you go.
And in fact, I mean, this sounds crazy, of course, but you can see horses in the metal grill, in the grill, horses' heads and running and stuff like that. It's really kind of cool. So he's going to put it up in his house as a piece of abstract art.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe we'll put it up in the barn.
Oh yeah. Piece of abstract art. That's wild.
Poor Tim.
Yeah.
Lose his car. Well. Yeah, well, I've got a couple of them that old enough. You know, I would have donated to run to the fire.
Did you lose any equipment? So I was going to ask too.
No, good. Not really. No, good. We lost some hay. We lost some vet wrap. We had some storage upstairs of some things in the loft. The vet wrap and
it was a nice barn.
Yeah, it was a nice barn. Yeah. And you know the crazy thing about it is it makes it even sadder in a way is that they just pretty much finished fixing it up.
Yeah.
They painted it.
Yeah.
It's just been completely redone inside. They knocked down the wall. They put in a plexiglass window so you could look at the horse that was going to be in the big stall in case they ever needed it. That they were installing a thing where for the IVs to hang from the ceiling. I mean, they really, really upgraded it. And the thing that I really miss from all this is that we'd taken all the paddock signs from the horses that died. And put it up in that barn.
Oh,
so we lost all those signs. I mean,
that's
again,
terrible.
It's replaceable, but,
If I, just particularly myself, if I was going to build a new barn, I would have a door opening to the outside in each stall.
No, I think you're right.
Because you can get anything out that way. A lot of times you can't go
that's
the other direction.
Point.
Yeah.
We'll put your name on the barn.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if
John
you put up
Jack
screen,
Nell, what?
If you put up a screen too, it's a nice and airy when it's hot.
Right.
So
this barn right here, the old stud barn, they open those up in the screens, and you open them up.
Yeah,
in the
it's
summer.
Got every stall.
Well, one of the things Tim's always wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, is have a barn where the horses would have a choice to come in or out.
That's perfect.
So you have a paddock in the back behind stall.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether we're going to be able to do it this time or not, but that's a goal. Let them choose.
Yeah, I always wanted that for – we have horses that need to be up for, like that one horse we had. It had to be up 6 weeks or something. But if you can open it up even to a little small area so they can go in and out, they don't get stall crazy that way. So.
No, we were going to build a thing for Willenda to come in and out in the round pen, and that's been put on hold for a little while until we get this other stuff taken care of. But more access they have to the outdoors, better off.
Better off. That's done.
I'm running late here.
Oh, Ursula's looking at his watch.
That means I'm about 10 minutes late on running this car.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, thank you for coming
All right,
in.
Well, thanks, you guys. Good to see you. I hope you like the calendar. I left some more magazines around if anybody wants them. They're in the HBPA office.
Good.
So that'll be really, really good.
Well, I'm glad you landed on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad the horses landed on their feet.
Yeah.
If we'd have lost either of these horses.
That would have been hideous.
Yeah, yeah. I would have had to go to move to Canada or something. It would have been
get
bad.
Committed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Do me, yeah.
All right.
We'll see you.
Enough blabbering. Let's get to the money.
Your family hello.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
That'd be great.
Come by.
All right. We will try.
Well, if you're looking for a proven sow of grade one stakes winners, standing for a reasonable stud fee, take a good look at the Judmont Stallions. First Defense, Mizzenmast. First Defense sired an Eclipse Award winner and two millionaires in his first crop. And he sired major stakes winners in every crop of racing age. He also offers racing class. He won grade one stakes and a superb pedigree. First Defense is by unbridled song out of Empire Maker's grade one winning half-sister, Honest Lady. She's by Seattle Sloop. His yearling sold for up to $240,000 last year, and this is the year his best crop of two-year-olds hits the tracks. First Defense stands for $7,500 live foal. Mizzenmast sired seven grade one winners, three placed in grade one stakes just last year. He's the sire of the winners of three Breeders' Cup races, a champion two-year-old that came back at three to win a classic, and his pedigree is devoid of Mr. Prospector, Stormcat, and Bold Ruler. So he's a great outcross for your mare. Grade 1 winner Mizzenmast by champion sire Cozine, $12,500 live foal. Inquiries at Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com.
All right, down through the years, and that's a lot of years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van on their way to win in the Derby or the Breeders' Cup, and even a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally vans are always in tip-top condition, person behind the wheels, an experienced driver, and an experienced horseman. And that, my friends, is a winning combination. Folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. That's why for more than six decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Also, you people are getting ready to gear up for spring shows and all that kind of stuff. They can service your van and your diesel truck. So give them a call, 255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Well, a good friend of mine passed away on January the 22nd, Ted Bates. Ted was 92 years old, and he was a great guy. Came around in the horse industry after graduating from University of Kentucky in 1950 and ended up operating his own farm right out here on the Paris-Lexington Road. You know, you go in, it was part of the old Bomazon place, and he was there for 22 years, you know, not a couple of miles from here. Started out in the horse business at Coldstream Farm, working for Charlie Kenny. And, of course, Charlie Kenny had been managing Coldstream at that time. And also there at the same time was Melvin Cinnamon, who was a foreman for Charlie Kenny. Charlie, of course, ended up down at Stoner Creek Farm. He stood Count Fleet down there for years, but he was a great horseman. So, Ted, he came up under some good ones. As he used to say, Charlie Kenny taught him about horses, and Melvin Cinnamon taught him about the horse industry. And he joined Melvin at Calumet Farm. At Main Chance Farm to begin with. And then he left when Melvin left to go to Calumet, which was in 1958. Ted went with him. And he worked there for 5 years when the farm stallion roster was hit by Bull Lee. That's kept himself around some pretty good horses, you know. Later on, he managed Foxtail Farm over near Nicholasville, Kentucky. He was general manager of Fazy Tipton when the sales company decided to move back to Kentucky in 1970. That first sale they had was in a tent sale out on the old Frankfort Pike, the Bonnie Bray's farm out there. And Don Hardesty's place, anyway, that's where they had to sale. So the Kentucky Derby winner, Bold Forbes, and the Elocution Preakness winner in that same sale. And but Ted left Fazig Tipton in 1978, and he managed Hillary Boone's Wimbledon Farm for 4 years, and then he was B.K. Youssef's BKY Farm, where she designed and helped build out there. And then when Mr. Whitaker of Bomazon had a dispersal of his stock, Ted moved into the tract of Bomazon Farm on the Paris Pike right up the road here. He was a past president of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club in 1978. He was a farm manager of the year. Ted was just a trustee at the University of Kentucky, graduated from University of Kentucky, as a matter of fact. He was past president of the Thoroughbred Club of America. He was a recipient of the 2013 Toba Hard Boot Breeders Award, native Kentuckian, graduated from UK in 52, and he was just a great guy. Had him on the show several times. Had a lot of fun talking to him because he was just a he knew a lot. You could learn a whole lot from Ted Bates. He's going to be missed. All right, well, let's see. Where am I? Windstar. Yeah, okay. Gemologist was a terrific two-year-old, undefeated, concluded his juvenile season with a victory in the historic Grade II Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill Downs. Now his first foals are two-year-olds, and he has the numbers in his favor. He covered at least 120 mares in each of his first three seasons at stud. And they look like runners. They must, because his yearling sold for $280,000, $240,000, $210,000, $200,000 last year. But keep in mind that Gemologist was a lot more than a superior two-year-old. He continued his winning ways with a win at Gulfstream and an impressive score in the Grade One Wood Memorial at three. He's a great representative of his sire, Tis Now. And, of course, Tis Now, an emerging sire of sires. And it's also noteworthy that his female family is one of the best. His dams by Mr. Prospector, his second dams by Northern Dancer. There are 14 stakes winners under his first two dams alone. Gemologist, 15,000, doing a full stands in nursery. Stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Let's see, what can I do here real quick? You know, Ressy wasn't with me last week. We were doing the show from the farm, our little farm. And so I forgot to announce the Breeders of Kentucky winners from that week. So I'm going to give it to you now. And then last week also, because of the snow, but there weren't very many two-year-olds anyway. Okay, so here we go. The La Canada Stakes, Grade 2, Santa Anita, went to Tavis. She's by Flatter. It's a mare, 5, bred by Claiborne Farm, and Adele Dill Snyder. The Megahertz Stakes, Grade 3, at Santa Anita, was won by Carrie Bell, by Empire Maker, bred by Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Moss. The Grade 3 La Compte at the fairgrounds, Mo Tom won that. That's another Uncle Mo. He's got something like, I think it's 10 or 11 three-year-olds nominated for the Triple Crown. Of course, Uncle Mo stands for Coolmore's people. Hargis and Sandra Sexton and Silver 10, Silver Fern Farm bred this. Over at Ashford Stud. The $125,000 Jazzle Stakes at Aqueduct was won by Majestic Affair, from the first crop by Majestic Perfection, bred by Doug Oliver, Majestic Perfection at Airdrie Stud. The Ruthless of Aqueduct, Constellation won that, by Bellamy Road, bred by Windstar Farm. The first season stakes at Oak Lawn, Street Strategy won that, 5-year-old horse by Street Sense, bred by Glenn Crest Farm and Darley. The Smarty Jones at Oak Lawn went to Discreetness. That's a 3-year-old colt by Discreet Cat, bred by Trackside Farm and Ten Lane Farm. The Marie A. Krantz Memorial at the fairgrounds, Street of Gold by Street Sense, bred by Alpha Delta Stables. The Silver Bullet Day Stakes at the fairgrounds, Stage Play by Curlin, bred by Mike Rutherford. The Colonel E.R. Bradley Stakes at the fairgrounds, Chocolate Ride by Candy Ride, bred by Brian Kahn. Okay, let's see. The Frank Whiteley at Laurel went to Never Gone South, another Ashford Stud Stallion. Munnings inside that one, and bred by Ben Dorr Thoroughbreds. The 4-goal at Turfway Park winner was Ding Dong Ding Dong, a Candy Ride bred by Alpha Delta Stables. The California Derby at Golden Gate went to Frank Conversation by Quality Road, bred by Mark Keller. And the Fremont Stakes at Delta Downs winner, Tentiente Coronel, by Colonel John, bred by Haymarket Farm. Then, last week, the Clocker's Tower Stakes at Santa Anita. Went to Coastline. That's a five-year-old horse by Spitestown. Stands at Windstar, bred by Dat Farm. The H.L. and Jerkin Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Charming Kitten. A Kitten's Joy, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The Wayward Last Stakes at Tampa Bay. White Clover by Exchange Rate, bred by Bluegrass Hall. And the at Ocala on Tuesday, last Tuesday, the championship stakes went to the Philly division, went to Vija Luna by Street Hero, bred by Fernandez Robles Family Trust and the Flying H Stables, and the OBS Sprint Stakes at Ocala. Social Butterfly by Hold Me Back, who stands also at Windstar Farm, bred by the TK Stables. Well, Close Falls Off set a new track record for 5.5 furlongs at Aqueduct in posting her most recent win. Last year, she just missed in the $100,000 Ford Spring Stakes at Keeneland, and she finished 1-2 in 8 of her 9 starts. She has stakes quality written all over, so keep a good eye out for her. She's by De Hare. So's Mam Duha, winner of the 2015 run into the correction at Aqueduct. She placed in a pair of graded stakes last year, the Grade 2 Distaff and Aqueduct's Grade 3 Vagrancy. Earlier, she won a pair of stakes at Aqueduct plus another stakes at Law, earned over $325,000. Al Caravan placed in stakes at Delaware in 2015 after winning the Rich Calder Derby. He had earned more than $300,000. Mukwa Well placed in stakes at France during the year, beginning with Gypsy Robin in his first crop. She won 2 graded stakes at Keeneland, ran second in the Grade 1 test in the Grade 2 Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes, and earned nearly $600,000. Well, starting with her, De Hare has never missed, and in 2016 will be no exception. Winner of Grade 1 stakes and sired by Awesome Again, stands at Shadwell Farm Inquiries to Stag Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585. And see, ask about breeding incentives and see the website at Spence Shadwell Farm. .com.
Quillen Leather and Tack, famous, well-known, good old tack shop in Paris, owned by Ralph Quillen, who also owns a brewery. That's pretty cool. That's a nice combination. They have everything. Quality service leather goods since 1982, and they have got Buku full halters and stuff. He put up on the website. They have those ones that cross over like X, and all sizes from fulls all the way up. They also have mare neck straps, and they're pretty inexpensive. I was, you know, that's pretty good. I think that's excellent. You need the mare's name on her halter, but you also need the mare's name on her neck strap in case the halter comes off because she doesn't like it. They've also got twitches and, of course, all kind of shanks, weanling halters, full halters, yearling halters, everything. You name it, they've got it. And when and dog collars and stuff, everything with brass nameplates. And after you go there, you go down to Rooster Brewery, farther in Paris, go straight to Paris and look on the left.
Right on Main Street.
Right on Main Street. Pay attention because they have Thursday night's trivia night, and Friday night and Saturday night they usually have some kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
They had some really great stuff. And so anyway, check it all out. Quillen.com, Quillin.com.
Well, Taylor the Cat began his stud career as a leading freshman sire, and he's just gone on to sire 72 Northern Hemisphere Stakes winners. He has sired 10 Grade 1 winners, including Stop Charging Maria, winner last fall of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, and earlier the Grade 1 Alabama and the Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks. Three others placed in Grade 1 Stakes last year. Favorite Tale won graded stakes, placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint, and the Grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt. Appealing Tail won Greatest Stakes and placed in the Grade 1 Triple Band. And Illuminance placed in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks. Taylor the Cat has also sired the winners of 4 Eclipse Awards. To compete at the highest level, just look to Taylor the Cat. He stands at Ashford Stud. Home in 2015 of the leading freshman sire, the 1-3 ranked second crop sire, the leading sire on the 2-year-old sire list, and a 3-times champion sire and 2-times champion sire of 2-year-olds, Giants Causeway. Call the farm. 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
All righty. Let's look at some stakes that are going today. Bunch of good ones today. Let's see. Let's look at the Grade 2 Holy Bull Stakes down at Gulfstream Park has drawn a field of six. The Forward Gal Stakes at Gulfstream Park, a field of seven going in that one. Let's see. Also, the Grade 2 Swale Stakes at Gulfstream Park. $150,000 for 3-year-olds. How many going in that? Just a field of six. Saturday at Aqueduct, also today at Aqueduct, the Withers. Going to talk a little bit about Withers if I have time later on in the show. A field of seven and going in that one. The Toboggan, a field of 10 going postward there, or supposed to go postward there. And, of course, that is also in New York. Then they're running a couple of stakes. Also at, I forgot the Swedish Chance Stakes, which is a Grade 3 stakes at Gulfstream today. It's got a full field, 12 going in that one. And they're running Sam Houston. They're running two graded stakes out at Sam Houston. That would be the Ladies Classic, Houston Ladies Classic. That's drawn a field of seven. Rose of Glory's in there, it's Majestic Warrior. Let's see. The John B. Connolly Turf Cup Stakes, also Grade 3. Nice pots. The latest classic is $400,000, and the Connolly Turf Cup is $200,000. It's got a full field of 12. So those are the graded stakes that are going to be run today. Let me catch up real quick here. I got behind talking about the fire. Arch and Patio Prado of each side, 15 two-year-old winners in their first crop. 15 two-year-old winners. That's a lot of two-year-old winners. And both of them are represented by two-year-old stakes winners in those crops, too. And each of them ranked near the top on the freshman sire list. And both of them stand at Spendthrift Farm. Arch, a grade one winner by Arch, stands for $7,500. Patio Prado, a grade one winner by El Prado, for $5,000. And you don't have to pay the fee until the foal stands and nurses. And incidentally, both are eligible for Spendthrift's Popular Breed Secure Program. Great program. Can't lose. It's a fact that Arch and Patio Prado excelled over a Rattle Grand. Arch won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, going a mile and an eighth. Patio Prado not only won the Grade 1 Secretariat, going a mile and a quarter, he placed in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, going a mile and a quarter. So it's a fact that both descend from sire lines noted for stamina. So the fact that their two-year-olds came out running bodes well for this year when their three-year-olds found a distance of ground. It's also a fact that both have big crops of two-year-olds going for them again this year. So now is the perfect time to book your mare. Call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Lubricin and Reborn. I want to tell you about Reborn first because foaling season is upon us, and it's a great reason it's great for foals is because it's a 100% sterile, old, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses, especially with foals. Start your foals on it. Strengthens the immune system immensely while it's nursing on the mare. And you know we're always running out of colostrum. So this would be a good additive there to help it because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies and it supports immune functions, of course, of horses of all ages, provides a quick recovery from physical challenge, and it's Reborn, reborne.com. Of course, we all know about Lubricin. We all know the trainers like Tony Dutrow and Todd Pletcher and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker, just to mention a few of them, use it on a regular basis with their horses. They feed all their old horses out at Old Friends, Lubricin. It's donated by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the top veterinarians in the country, who invented both of those products, incidentally. And both those products are endorsed by many owners and trainers and veterinarians. And here's a good thing about them. They're natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about passing the spit box or anything like that. So here's how you find out more about it than just listen to me blab. Go to lubricin.com, lubricin.com, or Reborn, reborne.com, and you can buy them at Old Friends at the KBC in Lexington or at Horse Sense down in Versailles, Kentucky. Broken Valor sired 62 stakes winners, 121 stakes horses, and listed among his 62 stakes winners are the likes of Unbridled Bell, Rosalind, Cotton Blossom, Sassy Image, all grade one winners. And although his daughters are just beginning to produce, one of them has already given us Run Happy, champion sprinter in 2015. Matter of fact, a couple of grade one stakes winners last year were out of Broken Valor Myers. So small wonder this yearling's sold for up to $350,000 last year. 11 went for $100,000 or more. Weanlings went up for $165,000. The two-year-olds sold for up to $950,000. And a Keeneland November broodmare, Bella Jolie, sold for $1.6 million. At the races and at the sales, Broken Valor stands out. Stands Pinoak Stud with the Stallions Alternation Cowboy Cal. Alternation, a multiple graded stakes winner millionaire, descends from the same family as Broken Valor, incidentally, and his first foal's yearlings. He's a son of Distorted Humor. Cowboy Cal, also a multiple graded stakes winner millionaire, is by Giant's Causeway, and he was the nation's third ranked third crop sire last year. He stands for $25,000, Alternation $7,500, Cowboy Cal for $5,000. Payable when the foal stands and nurses, all fees there. Inquiries of Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens. 859-873-1420 and see the website pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
Dr. John Lee is, has joined me. And we're going to start just here in a few minutes. John, let me get past the top of the hour here. You got a couple of announcements you want to make?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Fill it in.
So go ahead and do it.
Yeah. I'm just shut up.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay. Joyce Brinsfield, friend of mine, Valley High Stables, off 33 in
Valley High.
Valley.
B-A-L-I?
B-A, I don't know. B-A-L-L-Y, High.
Oh, Valley High.
It was her.
John Nod, he knows over
yeah,
here.
It was a horse she had.
Oh,
that
okay.
She grew up with, and she named her place for that. But anyway.
Sounds like a song out of the South Pacific.
Yes. Most people don't know what that is anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, she's having a schooling show, and it's going to be in the 50s. So it's something to do now that it's warm, and then it's going to get freezing cold. Okay, Michael was here, but we want to say again how nice it was. Fasig Tipton Blue Horse Charities gave Michael $50,000 when his barn burned toward a new barn, and they're going to name it the John Hettinger Memorial Barn because that's where the money came from. All right, American Pharoah was named 2015 Kentucky Sportsman of the Year. It was elected by the Herald Leader.
Well, they know more than Sports Illustrated, don't they?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah, that was ridiculous. Sports Illustrated. Nobody reads it anymore anyway.
Just during basketball season.
Yeah. He was the first horse to win the title in the award's 35-year history. So it's just really good. And it's
Secretary didn't get it?
35 years.
Well, that's 35. Well, they came on, you know, that was 37 years ago, 38 years ago.
Yeah, so yeah, okay. They started it up after that. All right, new board members appointed to Consigners and Commercial Breeders Association, that's the CBA. Joe Seitz, president, Brookdale Sales, Jody Huckabee, Elm Tree Farm vice president, Matt Lyons, Woodford Thoroughbreds, and Kitty Taylor, Warrendale Sales treasurer. And Governor Matt Bevin. Appointed Mark A. Guilfoyle as Executive Director of Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. He's worked with the KHRC as a Deputy Executive Director as well as a liaison to the I think he has quarter horse, standard bred, and thoroughbred background.
Is that all three?
Uh-huh, all three. So.
Oh, good.
Thoroughbred Jockey Club incentive program announced that it has approved awards and classes for more than 850 shows in 43 states and Canadian provinces in 2016. So go to the website. if you want to know more about that, just you, best thing to do is giggle, giggle. Google, for God's sakes, Google. I'm telling you, I got up too early. Some days you should stay in bed. Woo! Go to the Thoroughbred Incentive Program. They do horse shows, and they were off-the-track thoroughbreds are used. High Hope Steeplechase, Sunday, May 16th. Did you realize that they're going to have a side saddle race of a mile, I think?
A side saddle?
Yes, women riding side saddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You thought I mispronounced something again, huh?
No.
No, they are.
I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I used to watch the show horses out there when Miss Mary Fisher from Dixiana used to ride side saddle.
Yeah.
And,
but she never raced side saddle. They'll probably try. I don't know. You never know. They have to jump. No. John Liu over here is trying to lead me down a path.
Leading astray.
Yeah.
They hunt.
Yeah, they do hunt. Yeah. So I don't know if it's a flat race, but it's a mile. So you have to hang on for a mile.
Well, that's all right.
8 furlongs. Okay, the gates open at 11 with Terrier Racing starting up. I love this one. Noon, Bluegrass Farm Challenge Pony Races. They're adorable. What are they, 2 furlongs or something? They don't run very long, but they're so cute. Those little fat ponies, they're kind of like Thelwell ponies. They're little fat things with legs just to run, and it's precious. Then the Mounted Police, they have a flag presentation and the national anthem. First race at 1:30, Maiden Claiming Hurdle. That's the David Greathouse Memorial. Race 2 is an optional allowance, optional claiming hurdle. Third race is a maiden hurdle. And then Parade of the Woodford Hounds. And then there's a timber race. That's the one where those big ugly boards they have to jump over. That's the Jay Trump who won the Grand National. American Bred Horse won the Grand National. And then they have stick races for kids.
Following Battleship.
And this one, I guess.
Battleship was first, wasn't it, John? Win the Grand National? Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Son of Man of War.
Oh, okay. Then Jay Trump was the second.
All right.
He wasn't Kentucky bred anyway. And here's one you'll really love, her, so I'm sure you're going to crawl over rocks to go see this. It's an Arabian flat race. Presented by H.H., the Sheikh of Fatima Bint
Mubarak. You should have left that alone.
I know. That's what it said. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Apprentice World Championship. And then NARA, National, the racing school out here, the jockey school, Catch a Riding Star Apprentice Jockey Challenge. And then everybody's invited to a big party afterwards. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Thoroughbred Charities of America was named the chair beneficiary of the Thoroughbred Club of America's annual holiday giving campaign. They raised $5,000. And then, of course, the Thoroughbred Charities divvies it up. And,
okay. That it?
Well.
I hope.
There's not much going on at the horse park. That's for sure.
Well, it wouldn't
be this
time. But
it's picking up, and they're having snowbird dressage, and they have mounted games. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, just give them a call because, you know, I think each one of them is every other week. So.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Macho Uno was quite a runner. Won an Eclipse Award as a champion 2-year-old colt of his year. He earned over $1,851,000. But good as he was, he's done an even better job at stud. He sired 6 Grade 1 winners, including a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Mucho Macho Man. He earned more than $5,625,000. Private Zone has earned more than $2,900,000 to date. He's one of the top sprinters in the country. He won 4 Grade 1 stakes, including the 4-go at Saratoga last year, and was second by less than a length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint. Then there's Danon, a winner of more than $2 million. He's still going. Macho again, earned over $1,825,000, and the list goes on. In 2015, Macho Uno sired stakes winners in 5 countries. He's highly respected the world over, and he is also one of the most versatile sires at stud, with the winners of Grade 1 races at distances from 6 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. Mata Unu stands for 15,000, doing a full stanza nurses at Edina Springs, Kentucky, and queers at Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798, and see the website at adinastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
A proud citizen who sired an Eclipse Award winner. He sired two winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. He sired 34 stakes winners, over 70 stakes horses. In fact, 14% of his starters won a place in stakes. He has, year after year, sent a steady procession of high-class runners to the races. We all know about his Kentucky Oaks winners. Proud spell, earning an Eclipse Award, and earned over $2,131,000. Believe you can, she earned more than $1,280,000, and it's a fact that he has sired 15 graded stakes winners. It's also a fact that you'll find the proud citizens in the winner's circle in major tracks with regularity. For instance, Extra Credit won a $38,000 auctional allowance at the fairgrounds on January 24, and the day before, Bethinka won a maiden special at Santa Anita. Both three-year-olds, neither started for a claiming price. Both have loaded potential, and they're both typical proud citizens. He stands for 7,500 live foal. You won't find his equal in his price range. Just call Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud at 859-873-7270. See the website at airdreystud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All righty, we're starting the second hour of this mess now.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, okay. I've got Dr. John Liu with me. John, get a little closer to that microphone. John is, what are you, head nutritionist? Is that what you would call it down at Macaulay Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've been doing business. God, how long have I been getting feed down there? Long time now. Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's a great product.
Good. Yeah. We never get tired hearing that.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, horses raised on Macaulay products won over 200 stakes races last year alone, you know. And that says a whole lot for your product right there, you know. I mean,
it is an amazing number.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Because, you know, I mean, it's a little old feed mill down in Versailles, Kentucky, you know. It's not like it's a Purina or something, you know.
Well, we're more like a boutique.
There you go.
No, very good.
A boutique feed company.
Yes. You get personal attention.
Well, we're the first feed mill in the country to produce products exclusively for the horse.
Indeed. You know, I think more advanced we are, the philosophies have stayed the same. You mm-hmm. know, we have always wanted to do the very best in producing products for the care of the horse. Mm-hmm. And so that principle has handed down, we've inherited it, and we keep keeping it.
John, where do you get the material, you know, the products for that go into your products? Well, you know the oats and so forth that you put into.
They come from all different places, of course, mm-hmm. But our specifications are very, very high. It's probably definitely the highest in the industry, and so not many suppliers can actually meet those specifications. Mm-hmm. So we're, for example, the oats are actually coming from Canada at this time, and the corn is actually from Indiana.
Okay.
So,
Iowa?
I don't believe we have anything from Iowa at this time, but we did used to have a premix from Iowa.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you from Iowa?
Pardon?
Are you from Iowa?
No. I was just thinking, you know, they've got the ethanol things out there, you know.
Oh, okay. What do you get in Canada?
Oats.
Oats, yeah. Are they hard oats? Is winter oats? Or what do you call that stuff?
Well, I don't know exactly the term.
Yeah.
But it's our berries uh-huh. are large, uniform in size.
Okay.
And very light in color.
Yeah, almost oat white. Berries. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Almost white in color.
That's how you tell the difference.
Right.
Between good and not so good.
Yes. And our bushel weight is hitting at 46 pounds per bushel at this point. So, you know, you can't get any better than that.
Right. What part of Canada do they raise that stuff?
Actually, quite a few provinces.
Is that right?
Saskatchewan, Alberta, Ontario even.
Yeah, but, interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's oats and then there are oats. These are better than Quaker.
Indeed.
Better than human.
Well, one of our customers actually demonstrated the quality of our oats best to his own people.
Uh-huh.
He separated all the oats from the feed.
Yeah.
From our feed. And then he separated the oats from another company that he used to use before he switched over. And he dropped the oats on the table.
Yeah.
And ours sound like rocks hitting the table. Very heavy.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones kind of taps on it a little.
Oh, how about that? There are oats and there are oats.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Well, actually, that's true for pretty much everything, you know.
Yeah.
We narrow things down and we want to make sure the quality is there. As an example, the corn, right? You think corn is just corn. Well, the quality of the corn depends on a lot of things. One of the things that we monitor every load is the mycotoxins present or not present.
Right.
And we have quick tests in order to determine that. And ours, we want to be zero.
Well,
non-detectable.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. So, you know, and human grade allows actually, for example, 20 parts per billion aflatoxin.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, who knew?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
So our corn is better than the corn that goes to making your breakfast.
See? There's your cornbread, and there's their cornbread.
I'm going to start eating some of those cubes that I buy from you guys.
Yeah, put that in milk, and away you go.
Yeah,
that's it.
Probably better off, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Healthier.
Yeah. Well, it's a great product. I know that. Then you make a variety of different supplements and so forth, you know. I mean, how do you develop those things? You know?
Well, we develop them when we see the need.
Yeah.
You know, I think as an example, you know, for a long time, we have a product called M30, and it's meant to supply all the vitamins and minerals, but not the calorie content.
Uh-huh.
You know, because oftentimes we find the horses that are actually fat.
Yeah.
Or if you want to slow down the growth of a yearling.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feed them feed, you feed them M30, mm-hmm. and that will give them all the vitamins and minerals and all the nutrient support that they need, mm-hmm. but not the extra calories they don't need.
Is this a relatively
new
product?
That's interesting.
Well, it's actually the name of it or something similar has been in existence for quite some time, but I've tweaked it since my time.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. That's real interesting because you don't want, like, for instance, yearlings to get epithecitis from being too fat and eating too much.
Indeed.
High-powered protein.
Right. M30 is not so much the protein, it's the calories.
Right? Oh, okay.
The extra calories. So M30 has been used very successfully in horses with fasciitis.
Yeah.
That's a very good place to use M30.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, the thinking has developed and changed. Years ago, they had creep feeders. So foals could get at extra feed to keep the mares out, and then there was epithecitis. So you had too.
Well, I think it really depends on the intake of calories and as well as protein and everything else, because we have to think about the entire balance of that diet. So you've got to balance the calories with the protein, with the vitamins, with the minerals.
Sure.
So if your pasture is rich and you don't have a lot of horses on lots of acres, then obviously they're getting plenty from their clover and the grass. So that means they're already getting the protein and the calories.
Yes.
So all you really need is supply what's missing.
That's right.
That's where M30 comes in.
Yeah, so now you
more to it than just throwing out some feed.
You have a special feed for older horses, and
we do.
Yeah.
We do. In fact, we being a boutique.
Yeah.
we are able to, you know, aim for even smaller part of the population, like older horses, although there are more and more of those horses. And then there's some specialty feeds that we design specifically for some other issues that, you know, there's some small numbers of horses that have developed, like insulin resistant horses.
I know we had an old stud horse out there that a rescue that, and we got something that Mike sold me from down there that, but his teeth were so bad, you know, and he had a product, you know, that this horse could eat and digest right. easily, you know.
Right. Well, yeah. In fact, we do have a product called Alum that was being used for, as an example, we had a pony that was 44 years old.
My word.
She had no teeth whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness.
And all she was able to do was actually eat alum that's turned into a mash, and she slurps that down.
Is that right?
Holy, 44. Is that 44. A record?
That's no, pretty- apparently not.
Wow.
But that's pretty old.
That's amazingly old. I'll tell you what. It seems to me that you have a product for what a mares get when their neck gets real thick. Mares get real thick necks when they get older. What's that?
Well,
disease?
It's probably Cushing's, you're thinking.
That's about. It, yeah. Cushing's. So yeah. You got something special for Cushing's.
We do. Yeah. Actually, alum fits that.
Is that right?
Status, because it's low sugar and low starch.
Ah.
And so when you're insulin resistant, like many Cushing's horses are,
yeah.
Then you want to avoid sugars and starches in your diet.
Yeah.
So coupled with controlling the pasture intake, alum would be the right feed to provide a cow.
So what it boils down to is if somebody's got a problem horse, they can go to you and say, and you can recommend what to do with that particular individual.
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about, a boutique there, you know.
Well, you know, all our people are very well versed in horses. Mike, as an example.
Yeah.
You know, he knows a lot about horses. And then on top of that, you know, besides myself, we have another nutritionist,
Amy.
Yeah, she's Parker, and she's excellent also with customers and people with issues or with horses with issues.
Yeah.
And so
people too sometimes.
Excuse me. And so, you know, that's indeed, we pride ourselves on the fact that it's more than just feed and bay.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's information, good information that's available to help people with their horses.
I want to expand on that in just a second. I got to take a break here. Arch Sauer, 11 Grade 1 winners, 4 champions, passed away at Cleveland Farm on January 20. But he leaves behind his greatest son, Blame, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Blame, he's on his way to emulating his sire's record at stud. He is a sire in his first crop of March. Winner of the Grade 2 Woody Stevens, the Grade 3 Bayshore, and second in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Far From Over, winner of Grade 3 Wither Stakes, Onus, winner of the Grade 3 Commonwealth Oaks, and winner in New Course Record Time. Exaggerated, winner of the Oakley Stakes at Law, Red Star, won the Queen City Oaks, Blame It on the Law, placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity in the Speakeasy. That's out at Santa Anita's. Chide, placed in the Grade 1 Mother Goose, the Grade 3 Dogwood. Don't Blame Me, placed in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante. Hollywood Critic, placed in the Grade 3 Gray Stakes, also the Display Stakes. Rachel Wall, placed in the Little Silver Stakes at Monmouth. Quaver, also placed in Stakes at Monmouth. 11 Stakes horses, 7 graded in his first crop to race. In 2015, Blame's yearling sold for an average of $139,140. He's a great source of stamina. He stands for $25,000. Payable when the foal stands and nurses, and he stands at Cleveland Farm. Call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at ClavenFarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com, that's the website for Hill and Reagan Parker. And they are real horse people helping real horse people who are in the real estate business, and great people to do business with. I've known Hill for many years now. Well, he's not that old, but I am. And anyway.
He used to ride steeplechases. Now, you have to be a little bit to ride steeplechases. That's pretty scary.
And he trained for a long time. I think he still trains a couple. Keeps them up here at Rosemont Farm.
Oh,
one or two up there, yeah. He owned that little piece of property where Parks Veterinarians is in there. They bought that from Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Hill, he's in the real estate business. He's going to sell.
Yeah.
And he'll sell your property, too, if you want to list it with him. And it'd be, I tell you the thing about Hill and Reagan Parker, they're just people that you would like to do business with because you can trust them. And they're just good, great people to do business with. And they've got a listing now of properties in Fayette, Bourbon, Jessamine, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes. If you're looking for a farm, well, they'll find it in your price range, that, and they'll keep going until they find just what you want, the perfect farm just for you. If you're thinking about selling your farm, which we're going to sell ours sooner or later, sooner or later, they're going to be the first people we call, the Hill and Reagan Parker. And we live in Paris over on Clay Kaiser, and they've got a great place right up the road from us. You know, there's a nice property right next to us, you know.
It's undeveloped. The developed one on the other side of that place is $12 million. If you got a little bit of cash in your purse, you don't need.
Well, it's a beautiful place, 270 acres. I mean, it is drop-dead gorgeous. Right across from Johnny Ward's place. You know where that is, John? Yeah. What do they call that farm?
Well,
Greenwood Lodge.
Greenwood Lodge.
Yeah. But you know, you don't have to spend $12 million to buy a nice place through Hill.
It's if you want
Parker.
A place that's finished and you pay $12 million, or you buy a place that's not, pay a fraction of that, and then you can fix it the way you want it.
So what I want you to do is go to their website, lexhorsefarms.com. Give them a call. It's the Lexington number, 859-608-8039. They're wonderful people. And good friends of ours, and believe me, they'll do a great job for you. Well, the leading money winner among the 99 stakes winners by Stormy Atlantic is Get Stormy. He's retired with earnings of $1,606,912. Broke his maiden in New York at 2. Went on to win 9 stakes, placed in 6 others. He won grade 1 stakes at Churchill Downs, Keeneland, Gulfstream. Won graded stakes at Keeneland, Churchill Downs, a couple of them at Saratoga. He won stakes at Monmouth Park, plus another at Saratoga, placed in 6 more graded stakes, 2 of them grade 1. He was a front runner. All 3 of his grade 1 scores were in wire-to-wire fashion. So if you haven't taken the time to inspect Get Stormy, you should, because he's an impressive individual. Stands for $5,000 to win a full stanza of nurses at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Home also of Bullet Train, Country Day, General Quarters, Taste of Paradise, Tis Deja Vu, and of the just-retired Jack Milton. He's a grade 1 winner by Warfront, standing his first season instead for $6,500. You don't have to pay the fee until his fold stands up, takes a good look at you. So call the farm. Ask about breeding incentives. The number, 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
Right, I'm talking to Dr. John Liu, who's the head nutritionist over where I buy our feed for many years now.
Yep.
And at McCauley Brothers over in Versailles, Kentucky. And you've got free services that come.
We do.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about that.
Well, besides the fact that you can call a nutritionist anytime you want to. Basically, Amy actually offers an extra body condition monitoring program.
Wow.
So, you know, we would be able to come out as a part of an example, weigh the horses, growing horses in particular, and she can give you an opinion also as to the body condition. And so you can track how your horses are growing. And there's a nice electronic program. We can chart the growth rates on a chart that you could see compared to an average growth curve of the thoroughbreds in the central Kentucky area.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they'll come out. Amy will come out and weigh your horses for it boils down.
Yep.
Well, and not only that, it seems to me if you've got a yearling and you don't know whether to go September or wait, or you want to sell them as a weanling, some horses have growth spurts and they look terrible. And then they'll turn around and fill out and they look wonderful. So it seems to me she could help you with that decision. What should I do?
She can, as well as Mike Warren can too, because of his experience, you know, running horse farm here in local area. And so, you know, either any one of us, really, the three of us, could actually help make that decision. Okay. We're more than happy to give you a second opinion.
Right, because you sure want to optimize your sale.
Yes, you know, although obviously many, many, and I should say most farm managers already have that expertise, and as well as a lot of consigners have that expertise.
Sure.
But, you know, we can certainly provide a second opinion.
Helps.
We can certainly provide a second opinion or third opinion.
I've got a question for you. You've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
There are always cycles of this and that and the other going around. I remember 40 years ago, I guess, every horse that took a bad step had a check ligament. You remember that?
I mean, 40 years is a little bit before my time.
Oh. How about 35 years? Is that closer? But everything that took a bad step had a check ligament. It was like a...
They must have had a vet clinic somewhere on check ligaments.
On check ligaments. And I haven't had one since. Is there anything you're finding now? Or is it just overfeeding? What would you say... Okay. What would you say is the worst problem raising horses that you see? Would it be overfeeding and too much grass or what?
Well, actually, we probably see two extremes. There are... Quite a few situations that we see are indeed overfeeding.
Yeah.
You know, and then we also see the other extreme, that some people think that if they can make their horses thin over the winter, they don't have a growth spurt in the spring.
Oh.
But that's actually wrong. That's completely wrong. So what you really want to do is maintain a good, healthy body condition every part of the year.
Okay, so if something goes through the winter skinny,
it's going to have a spurt.
It'll have a spurt as soon as the grass comes.
Exactly. Unless, of course, you don't have any grass.
Unless you don't have any grass.
But, you know, most farms do.
Right.
You know,
unless it's even a drought. Yeah.
Even my poor little rocky place, come spring, you're going to have spurts of grass.
Right.
Growing very, very fast because you got grass growing fast because you're mowing every week or sometimes twice a week.
That's right.
You know, just to keep it halfway decent. So that is there. So if you, you know, allow them to be thin, they'll have definitely a spurt in the spring.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
But if you don't, if you feed them properly so that they keep growing, keep, you know, putting on a decent amount of weight, not too much.
Yeah.
Just the right amount, and then come spring, they don't spurt.
Yeah, because they're not starving and ravenous.
Yeah.
We help. Well, you can always put muzzles on.
And think about this. You're basically allowing them not to grow at all in the winter when you don't feed them.
Right.
So they're thin. Now, when they have a growth spurt, they're putting on muscle and fat, but the bones are back where they were.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
So you're putting on all that weight on a much younger skeleton, basically.
Ooh.
Think of that problem.
That's a problem.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
That's a very good, interesting point.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, that weight program, you know, that you all have would be a very valuable tool.
It's a tool. It's indeed a tool. Some people use it, like to use it. Some people don't need it because they have good eyes and don't feel that, you know, they don't need a second opinion anyway.
Right.
And that's fine. You know, so, but it's
interesting
fair.
Stuff.
It's available.
Yeah.
It's available.
That's real interesting.
Let me catch up and then I've got something else here.
Okay. You can't go yet.
No, you can't go yet. If you're looking for a proven sire grade one winner standing for a reasonable fee, take a good look at the Judmont Stallions First Defense and Mizzen Mast. First Defense sired an Eclipse Award winner, two millionaires in his first crop. He sired major stakes winners in every crop of racing age. He also offers racing class. He won the Grade 1 stakes himself and a superb pedigree. He's by Unbridled Song out of Empire Maker's Grade 1 winning half-sister Honest Lady, and she's by Seattle Sleuth. His yearling sold for up to $240,000 last year. And this year, believe me, is his best crop of two-year-olds that's going to hit the tracks. They're going to come out running. First Defense, $7,500 live foal. Mizzen Mass has sired 7 Grade 1 winners, 3 of them placed in Grade 1 stakes just last year. He's the sire of the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, a champion two-year-old that went on to win a classic the next year. His pedigree is devoid of Mr. Prospector, Stormcat, and Bull Ruler, and he offers a great outcross for your mare. Grade 1 winner Mizzen Mass by champion sire Cozine, 12,500 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke. We're in Friday, 592-72-7629, and see the website at judmont.com. Here, I'm going to do a commercial here for my friend from Macaulay Brothers. Horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers won some 200 stakes during 2015. That's a winning percentage of right at 25%. One out of every four of the stakes races run last year was won by a horse raised on Macaulay products. That, my friends, is remarkable. Not only that, but 24 of the 33 nominees for Eclipse Awards that were foaled in Kentucky, nearly half of them, or 45% of them, were also raised on Macaulay Brothers products. Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse, a practice that remains so today. And that's why we say that Macaulay's is all about the horse. This single-minded dedication to the development of the horse has paid dividends to breeders for decades. Customers know that only the finest ingredients are used for Macaulay products. So call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Talk to them about your feeding program. Be sure to ask about the free services provided with every bag of feed you purchase. See the website at MacaulayBros.com. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. And a happy new year to all. And remember, at Macaulay's, it's all about the horse. Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible. But if you don't get the paper, what I want you to do is log on to get the breeding update. You just go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up, and you get fine in-depth breeding news, sales, auction coverage, and a whole lot more. Of course, Daily Race Form, the most trusted name in racing. Now the most trusted name in breeding news and information. And I got to say, you just go to that website. Also on Tuesday of every week, you'll find North American Stakes Results, the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details of all black type stakes in North America. That includes the pedigrees, the detailed progeny reports on the female family, and information on the winning sire. And you'll find that in the Tuesday edition of the Daily Racing Form. But once again, go to that drf.com/breeding update and sign up. And remember, the Daily Racing Form is breeding's Bible. All righty.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Talking to John Liu, Dr. John Liu of Macaulay Brothers, and you made the news a few months ago. Alltech has bought an interest in Macaulay's.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's nice.
We actually have enjoyed that presence because, well, I think if you drive by the office, you can see that there's some renovations out front.
Nice.
That's much prettier than they used to be.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, indeed. And
just don't let them change the feeds now.
Well, the feeds remain my area of control.
Okay, good.
You know, the principle remains the same. We're still making and will be making the very best feed that can be made.
Yeah.
And that principle has been there for a long, long time.
When did Macaulay start in Venice?
1938. Yes. Was the incorporation of the company. Yeah. I guess it started a little bit before that, but
yeah,
the incorporation was 1938.
Now, it was a little later than that. I think it one of the finest horsemen I've ever been around in my lifetime, Lee Eaton, went to you people down there, and he was dissatisfied with the cubes that he was buying, and he talked to you people down there at Macaulay's at that time, and he developed these pellets, and Lee was a perfectionist, and a great person and a great horseman.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, if he was had some, it's one of the reasons I've been using your products because of Lee.
Well, you know, if Lee was a stallion, he would be his. A sire of sires.
That's right.
Because there are a lot of people that have come under the tutelage of Lee and now are one of the prominent horse people in this business.
Uh-huh.
And they continue to use our feeds because they see the value of that feed.
Yeah. I think Dr. Johnny Griggs was involved with that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Another great horseman.
Yeah.
Another steeplechaser, though. Johnny's a little on the crazy side, you know.
You have to be.
Well, they say you don't have to be crazy to be in the horse business or associated with horses, but it helps.
Yeah. It helps, absolutely. Well, I have one more. I'm going to pick your brain one more time. Bad feet. That old mare I've got's got those old white feet in front, and they shelly and everything. What do you say? She's just got bad feet?
Well, there are some... First of all, of course, you want to make sure that all the nutrients are balanced to her now.
She gets...
And I will actually
12 kids.
Visit with you after the show.
Oh. Right? All right. That's excellent.
But there are some nutrients that are not normally in the amount that might be required for certain horses that are may have some... Shelly feet or some other issue.
Yeah, it's those old white things. They just break off. And we keep shoes on her.
In front.
Whether like this in front, whether like this, one of them's always off. You know, it just makes you crazy.
Well, makes our blacksmith crazy.
Connor.
Well, you know, that's always a very good thing to do, is to get the right farrier. I mean, a farrier that's...
Well, we've got a good one. Connor McCarthy.
Connor is excellent.
Connor's
good. So, but there are some nutrients, like, for example, zinc, biotin. Zinc is normally required, but zinc may be required a little bit more for some of these horses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and biotin is normally made by the horse themselves.
Yeah.
But in certain horses, it seems like biotin might help those shelly hooves.
She stays fat.
Slow growth. And
she's probably too fat.
That may be also another issue with that. So we need to control that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, she's so bad we have to muzzle her in the summer. You know, in the spring.
Right. Yeah.
She hates it. Boy, she's...
Well, nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah. Nobody likes it. Not the owners, not the horses.
Yeah.
But it's tough love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you got any other great ideas? That's good. That's good.
Well, I've got great ideas.
Okay, people just need to call and come up with those great ideas for them, John.
Well, it's fun working with Mike Warren. You know, Mike and I get together and we try to keep up with all the stakes winners and things, you know, that were raised on McCulloch products, you know. And Mike knows most of them.
Yes,
but
indeed.
But there's some that you just can't. I know we've missed dozens because, you know, you take a farm like Ashford Stud. They've got all these clients from all over, you know, and, you know, of course, they use your products and have for years. And but their clients, you know, and they've slid down.
I'm sure there are plenty that we miss simply because, you know, it's the same situation as you just described.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, but, you know, that's how it is.
But I had 199 actually that we knew. And I told Mike, and matter of fact, I found one that I'd missed 3 weeks earlier for just talking to somebody. And I told Mike, we can safely say it was 200. There's no way.
Well, it's even more complicated now because, you know, our market has expanded a little bit. So, you know, we're feeding farms in New York, as an example.
I know.
Right? So,
Pennsylvania, too.
In Pennsylvania and Northeast. And so now it's even more difficult.
Yeah.
It means it's a lot easier locally, but further away, the further away, the more difficult it's going to be. So,
Well, the list of clients that you have, I'm not going to say right now, but on there, but I tell you what, it's impressive, and the people that do been in the horse business for many years, and I mean, these people are horsemen. And that's the reason, you know, I would think a lot of trainers, you know, just feed oats and stuff on and sweet feed on when they get to the races. But the most important part, boy, I'm telling you what, is the mare that's carrying them from foaling until the time that they get to the races.
Yeah.
On the farm, that's where you put it. That's where
I think the more advanced we are in research and development of the horse, the more important it is to, now that we have recognized that how important it is to have the right balance of nutrients from day one.
Yeah.
From conception.
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah, science has just gone crazy. It's wonderful. McGee used to say, if only we'd catch up with human medicine. You know, the vets. And now they are. They're getting into it.
The vets are, yeah.
Yeah, the vets.
But I think probably the nutrition for the horses is a whole lot better than you and I eat. That's
that's because it's money. Nobody cared for years about what people ate. Nobody, you couldn't sell your kid at a yearling sale. But
the other problem is that no one actually tells you what to eat, right? Whereas with horses, we can control what they eat.
Yes.
Yeah, look at me sitting here drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, thank you for coming by. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fun talking
to you. You're welcome. It's a very enjoyable show.
Yes, it was very
informative.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I learned some stuff.
Well,
amazing.
I'll be down to see you this week. I'll be come down and pick up some feed.
Yeah.
You know,
I know you deliver, but
we like visitors, actually.
Okay.
So come and visit. Sit down and have a cup of coffee, and we'll talk about horses or not. You know,
all right.
It's up to you. Right. So come and visit.
Good.
Okay. Well, thanks, John.
All right. Thank you.
We'll check with you later there.
Right.
Well, Close Fall Off set a new track record for 5.5 furlongs at Aqueduct and posting her most recent win. Last year, she just missed the $100,000 Ford Spring Stakes at Keeneland. And she's finished 1, 2, and 8 of her 9 starts. She has stakes quality written all over. So keep an eye out for her. She's by De Hare. So is Ma'am Duha, winner of the 2015 Running the Correction at Aqueduct, placed in the pair of graded stakes during the year. The Grade 2 Distaff in Aqueduct and the Grade 3 Vagrancy. Early, she won a pair of stakes at Aqueduct, plus another stakes at Law. She earned over $325,000. Then there's Our Caravan. He placed in stakes at Delaware in 2015 after he'd won the Rich Calder Derby. He's earned more than $303,000. Mukwawell placed in stakes in France during the year. Beginning with Gypsy Robin in his first crop, Gypsy Robin won 2 graded stakes at Keeneland, ran 2nd in the Grade 1 test and the Grade 2 Thoroughbred Club of America stakes. She earned nearly $600,000. Well, beginning with her, De Hare has never missed. And in 2016, should be no exception. Win of Grade 1 stakes and side by Awesome Again. He stands at Shadwell Farm Inquiry as the stallion manager, Kent Barnes, at 859-224-4585. And see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit brisnet.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
But January 23 at Oaklawn, the $100,000 American Beauty Stakes was won by Have You Gone Away as a 5-year-old mare, and she is by Congrats, and Have You Gone Away has won 2 stakes, placed in 3 more. She's won 7 times and finished in the money in 15 of her 20 starts. She's earned over $312,000. Bred by Andy and Susan Beadnell, she is a $105,000 graduate of the Saratoga Sales. Congrats, our 21 stakes winners in his first 5 crops, including 3 grade 1 winners. Began his racing career as the nation's number 1 ranked freshman sire, and he's kept right on going. He sired over 50 stakes horses. 8 last year to rank among the active sires for 2016 season, among the top 20 on the North American sire list. And the demand for his progeny is strong. In 2015, his 2-year-old sold for up to $750,000, his weanlings for up to $400,000, yearlings for up to $200,000. Congrats by AP Indy. Stands for $20,000. Doing a foal stands and nursery stands at Windstar Farm. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right, I've got Steve Moody with me, the author of the Gulfstream Handicapping Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And good morning, Steve.
Morning, Urson.
How are you this morning?
Oh, we're hanging in.
Okay. Steve, they're running a bunch of graded stakes down there at Churchill today. I mean, at Gulfstream today. Pick out one you think is the best bet in race, and we'll go for that.
Well, it's kind of all three of the graded races, Ursel, are short fields, so I'm not really sure that there is a best one. I guess we'll, you know, go for the main one, the Holy Bull. We've had some of the other tracks get their Derby trail underway, and so Gulfstream sort of joins that today with the Holy Bull, which is a mile and a 16th race, and of course they'll leads up to the Fountain of Youth and the Florida Derby. Field of six for this race for 3-year-olds, of course, and I thought, you know, the favorite looks pretty solid in here, Ursel. Mohaman, this is an unbeaten colt by Tappet, the race is procuring McLaughlin, the trainer, and won the Remsen, his last start of 2015. Been off for a couple of months, comes back and has been working really well for his return. Had a recent bullet work. And he's got tactical speed. I think he's going to be discorded. He'll be on or near the lead all the way. And I don't think there's any question he's the one to beat. Junior Alvarado has the mount. I thought the best chances to beat him would be the four horse Conquest Big E. This is this one's trained by Mark Cassie, and, he's been, steadily improving, for him. Mike Smith comes in from, the West Coast riding, and, you know, if he continues to move forward, I think he can give him a battle. And then the five-horse Green Point Crusader, it's a colt by Bernardini that figures to settle off the pace in early going and come running late. And I think he'll definitely be in the hunt. The question is if, you know, just getting up in time, going a mile and a 16th. So compact field. As they sort of get their first two-turn start on the Derby Trail for Florida, and we'll go with the two-horse Mohaman 2-4-5 in the Holy Bull.
Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm
there. Oh, okay. I said the Tappets, both of them are by Tappet, the two that you pick, which would tip, would please Gainesway over here, wouldn't it? All right, well, that's good. Okay, what's the spread on the game tonight?
Last I saw was Kansas about five and a half.
5 to 5.5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should be a fun game to watch.
I mean, I thought that. You know, I thought a couple weeks ago this game might be like like the Hindenburg disaster, but they played a little better here of late. They've had three good games in a row, so maybe it won't be a debacle out there. It's Kansas rarely loses at Allen Fieldhouse, so. It would be a surprise to see Kentucky win, but if they go out there and play well, I don't think they could be Even if they were to lose, I don't think it would be a – it shouldn't hurt them any.
Yeah, that's the thing about this game. There should be no pressure on them because everybody expects them to lose anyway. And so I just hope they go out and show improvement and, you know, show that they're competitive playing on a top 10 team's home court. So looking forward to it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it should be a good game. It's on – it'd be on early enough for you. It's only to 7 o'clock, so
yeah,
you don't have to stay up late to watch it.
That last one, 9 o'clock tip-off, thank God they were up by about 40 points at the end of the half. I just went to bed. All right, well, this has been Steve Moody with the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet. You can go to brisnet.com. And pick up that, your copy. That's brisnet.com, or you can go wherever they sell a daily racing form. You can usually pick at it. Steve, thanks. Have a good day, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Ursula.
Well, Arch and Patty Oprato, each side 15 two-year-old winners in their first crop. Both of them are represented by stakes winners, two-year-old stakes winners in their first crops. And each ranked near the top on the freshman sire list. Both stand at Spendthrift Farm. Arch, a grade one winner by Arch, stands for $7,500. Patty Oprato, a grade one winner by El Prado, stands for $5,000. And those fees you don't have to pay until the foal stands and nurses. And both, incidentally, are eligible for Spendthrift's Popular Breed Secure program. It's a fact that Arch and Patty Oprato excelled over a ride of ground. Arch won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, going a mile and an eighth. Patty Oprato won the Grade 1 Secretariat and placed in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby. Of course, both of those at a mile and a quarter. It's also a fact that both descend from sidelines noted for stamina. So it's a fact that their two-year-olds came out running, and it's in fact that that was impressive. Both have big crops of two-year-olds going for them this year. Now is the time to book your mare because they're going to come out running as three-year-olds as sure as I'm sitting here. Call Dez Dempsey, Brian Lyle, Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula.
Well, they're running one of the old-time stakes up in New York today. They're running the Toboggan, which first originated back in 1890. It was called the Toboggan Slide at that time. Prior to 1896, that's the first 6 years that they ran that thing. They called it Toboggan Slide Stakes because it was a downhill surface straightaway. You know, the filly won the first race. A filly named Fides, F-I-D-E-S, and she was by a horse called the Ill Use, who's bred by August Belmont, and to beat a field of 20 in the Toboggan. That the first one, of course, was run at the old Morris Park, and she also won stakes as a two-year-old, and when she won this particular stake, she was 4 when she won. It won 4 or 5 starts that year, and she was trained by W.H. Rowe. And she was a quick correction. Of course, the Great Correction won the race in 1894. She was a full sister to Domino, by him you're out of Manny Gray. Domino, of course, buried over here on the Huflin Mill Road. And Correction was a brilliant sprinter. She ran 71 times, competed over several years, and then, let's see, 2 years later on in 1896, it was won by Hastings. Fall of 1893, so he was a three-year-old when he won it. He was by Spendthrift out of Cinderella, who was also the dam of Plaudit. That sire line, him your sire line, incidentally, still exists through going back to Plaudit. Let's see, Holy Bull represents that line. Of course, that would be Macho Uno, traces back in tail mail to Plaudit. Not the other branch, which is Domino sire lamb. And so Hastings, of course, topped the sire list twice in 1902 and 1908. And he was the sire of Fireplay, noted for his bad temper. And although his sire was not that way. He was by a horse called Spendthrift, who was not that way. So anyway, he was. But let's see. The Great Rolls Band won it in 1905. He was called the Big Train. That was his nickname. And one of the all-time great sprinters. Although he won a distance up to a mile and 3/16, but that at those back then, hell, that was a considered a middle distance race. Set a track record 122 at Belmont Park. 122 flat, and that record stood for 41 years. And it was a stakes record in the toboggan for longer than that. Bull Ruler broke it finally. Of course, he raced back in 1956, 57. Bull Ruler did. I think he won it in 57. But anyway. But he was, Rose Band stood 17 hands, a big horse. Great weight carrier. He won four times under 147 pounds, carried as much as 150 during his career. Won one race, giving the winner some 60 pounds, if you can believe that. he started 111 times. He won 52 races, raced through the age of 8. And he was by a horse named Ben Strome. Ben Strome started his career very slowly. Wasn't getting much done. The guy that was standing him also had fighting chickens. And they had the chickens that he was raising, they were not much. And one of the grooms had told him one day, he says, "Boss, it's too bad them Ben Stromes can't run like them chickens." But anyway, but he did come around, though. Ended up topping the sire list, so that is not much. How much time I got by? I got a minute left. All right, well, Robert, I'm about ready to sign off down here. So Robert got us through the snow last winter. I don't know how he got there, but he got there anyway. Stay tuned now for Cameron Mills, who's coming up with his show. Of course, an old UK player. And I guess that's about all I've got to say. We'll talk to you next week. Happy trails.